teaching you about Blog
Talk Radio.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Let me check my mic. Oh, my mic might have been turned up a little too high on my speaker. All right. So everybody on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everybody can hear me? Yes, looks like it. All righty. So introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are and what do you do?
Hey, so my name is Angelique. My company name is God by Design. And what I do essentially is support women with preparing themselves to usher in new life. So by title, I consider myself a conscious conception coach. And so with that, I support women in doing the inner work that's necessary to preparing themselves for bringing forth their children. So we talk about generational wealth, and, you know, we prepare for that by, you know, working hard and saving and investing and creating, you know, estate planning and things like that. But when it comes to bringing forth children, the majority of us probably were not planned. And so with conscious conception, the intent is to support women in cleansing themselves from the decades of consuming things that create imbalances in the body, as well as supporting women in dissolving and transmuting emotional and mental trauma and things that most of us have experienced childhood, adolescence, or adulthood. So ideally, our children are beneficiaries of the things that we intentionally work through, the things that we intentionally heal, and just creating an ideal internal environment and external environment to bring the new ones forth. So that's what I do.
That is so awesome. The reason why I brought you on this, my podcast is when we met at InvestFest, you had a lot of, we had a kind of like a little bonding section, at least I feel. And it was like, because it was like an aha moment for me. Like I look at my daughter and I look at the kids that are in my house that I help, and I see that they're all, I don't want to say broken, but it's the real word. They're broken because you can't be any better than what you've been taught until you've been taught better. Mm-hmm. And it would have been helpful to have somebody like you in my life in conception and, you know, in raising your kid, for the simple fact is now the kid is your future. Now the kid is that generational wealth. Now the kid is what's going to take on what you're doing right now. We're doing all these people right now, millennials right now, building these foundations for their family, right? But are you building your family for the foundation? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what drew me into you, is because like everything that you're saying and doing previous to childbirth is what a lot of people need now.
Right, we all need it. See, we've all been under siege. We've all, you know, had some way, shape, or form trauma. And not to say that our children won't experience it, but when we do the work that's necessary prior to conception, then we have the opportunity to circumvent certain experiences. So as you mentioned, your children, we don't refer to them as kids, because kids are baby goats.
Right.
But as our children, you mentioned broken. And what we, our children inherit, whatever we don't deal with, whatever we, you know, ignore, suppress, think that we're holding, you know, secret, like the women are the first teachers of the children. So everything that you experienced when you were type female in your mother's womb, you already had your egg follicles in your womb. And then those are all your potential children. And so from the time you came through your mother's birth canal, from, you know, infancy to toddler to, you know, so on and so forth, all of those experiences are the very, that's the foundation, the fabric of the child. So the time that we, well, I mean, we still have time to circumvent and do some damage control, but the foundational work is we have to get to a place where we know what we're living for, and then we have the care to make the necessary shifts. So that entails cleansing ourselves and eliminating things that create issues in our children. Like a lot of children are dealing with behavioral issues, and the root of it is the food, unfortunately, or what we consider food, or what we've been taught as, you know, safe for human consumption, and it's not. But that's where it starts. You know, whether we already have children or not, we still have the opportunity to circumvent some things and make corrections.
Right. And that is extremely powerful. And I think a lot of people need to hear this on the same fact as they don't know that their childhood is what got them in their situation right now. They don't understand that the things that were taught to them before they were even brought here or what they saw while they are being raised up are the things that are contributing to their life as of right now. Now, I'm going to be honest. I think I started deprogramming session about 8 years ago. And I learned over the 8 years, like, I have to remove the programming that has been put in my head that things can be different, things will be different, and you have choices on how you can make your life different. So those are things that I had to learn to accept. And when you're in a business owner and relating this into business, is if you do not believe that you can be very super powerful or be the person who you want to be in your business, if you really have that deep down issue with knowing who you are and knowing what your purpose is in life, then your business will never go as far as you would like it to, because you don't even believe that you can make it that far.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
No, I was going to say the self-awareness, and like the deeper you go with healing yourself and dealing with yourself, that I've noticed as my business expands because I'm getting closer and closer to my purpose.
Right.
You know? Let me know if my background is okay.
You're okay right now.
Okay.
All right. So that is kind of where I am at. So what are some tips or some practices, not giving all of your good tea away, but what are some practices that you do or you tell people to do to help cleanse their soul from all of the damage that has been done?
Well, the foundation of cleansing, we deal with the blood because the spirit is charged upon the blood. And so what I've experienced when I first shift my diet back in 2012 is when I began to let go of the meat, then the anger and the frustration started to dissipate slowly. When I began to actually cleanse my body and my blood, my mental clarity, like just the level of mental clarity heightened. But not only that, all of the stuff that I grew up thinking was natural and normal for me, from bipolarism to the anxiety, all of these things that was my normal, those things magically, quote unquote, disappeared. Mm. And so not only did I lose weight, it was about 1-2 pounds a day I lost weight. But I also, my skin cleared up, my mental clarity enhanced, and then my gifts, my talents, begin to awaken. And so I didn't necessarily have to work and slave for money. That's when I started my business, and I haven't had to clock in since 2012. But doing that work, I would say any type of soul work, shadow work, cleansing the blood. Because we have about, now they say it's 60,000 miles of blood vessels and capillaries. And the majority of the blood is water-based. And so if you know, if you ever study, there's a man by the name of Dr. Emoto. He's passed away now, but he did an experiment on water. And with this study of water, it showed how water can hold a frequency and hold a program. And so they would use the word, like agreeable words like I love you, and disagreeable words like the hate word. And what they observed is that when they analyzed the water molecule under a microscope, the agreeable words like I love you had a harmonious structure, and then the words with the disagreeable or the water molecules with the disagreeable words had a distorted structure. And so what that taught me was what I think, what I speak, the things that I write, the things that I listen to, basically everything that I consume affects the waters of my body. And so a lot of times why we go through a lot of cycles, why we repeat a lot of cycles, is because we need to cleanse the water. It's like an internal baptism. We have to cleanse the waters of the body, and that's the blood. And so cleaning my blood was the foundation, making sure that I opened up my channels of elimination, which is very important, because a lot of what we consumed as children, or just everything that's available to us now, if you go to the grocery store, 90% of what's available to us is not necessary for us to thrive. It's just food to fill us up, stuff us up, be addicted, buy more so that we can stay in a dense slumber state and not fully awaken and self-actualize to our God purpose. And so let me kind of rewind it. So basically what I would suggest to do is eliminate the things that create sludge and waste in the blood. So that's the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, your sugars and breads and things like that. And then begin to cleanse the blood and cleanse the body, and then supporting the body in eliminating this waste. And, you know, basically get to a place where we're eating things that are closer to our natural food. Like when you think about fruits, for example, we have a big old garden, and we grew some watermelons from watermelons that we had last season. And so when we cut that watermelon open, not only is that watermelon juicy and delicious and sweet, but it also bears seed. Did we have to refrigerate it? Not necessarily. Did we have to cook it? Not necessarily. No, you don't have to cook it. Do you have to season it? No. You don't have to do much preparation other than eating it. So that's how we determine what, you know, people say, well, what am I supposed to eat then? Fruits and vegetables. It's just as simple as that.
Hmm. Now, question. Now, I was a vegetarian for a part of my life, right? I'm not disputing what you're saying or not saying that it is not working, but or it doesn't work or any of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just talking about me in general. I had issues with like not getting enough protein or not getting enough nutrients while I was doing it. Because I don't think that just because you're a vegetarian or vegan doesn't make you healthy either.
No, not necessarily. I'm definitely not in alignment with veganism equating to health and nutrition. I mean, Oreos are vegan. Lay's potato chips are vegan. And so what so here's the thing. We get our fruits. We get our minerals from our fruits, and then you have your sea vegetables that are packed with nourishment. You have your dark leafy greens that are high in minerals and nutrients. Most times when vegans and when people go vegan and vegetarian, they're not cleansing their body. So the decades of chemicals in the bloodstream are still there. They're still embedded in the tissues, so it's hard for the body to absorb nutrients. Most times they're not necessarily eating nourishing foods. It's just, you know, veganized and vegetarian version of the garbage that we're trying to eliminate.
Right.
So ideally, and I've been quote unquote away from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, and all of those things for about 10 years now. And my daily routine, when I'm on top of my game, I'm cleansing in the rising. So I drink an internal cleansing clay, which helps to pull out the inorganic materials from my bloodstream. Then I sit around and do an enema. And then after that enema, I'll have me a nourishing tea formula. And basically what that does is it helps to fortify my blood. I'm usually not hungry until about noon. And so in that tea, I'll have a bunch of different roots that help to nourish the blood, as well as I add my superfoods like my cacao powder, organic cacao powder. I may add some of my adaptogenic mushrooms like the chaga, the reishi mushroom, and some other sorts. And then I would probably break fast around 11:30 or noon with a big old smoothie bowl. And I'll add some purple sea moss in there, blend that up with some coconut cream, and add my mango in there and some more superfoods, like a baobab powder or camel powder, which is high in vitamin C and other minerals. And then I'm a big old or half of watermelon or a quarter of a watermelon. And once I'm done eating my fruit, I turn around and have me a big old salad. Or I might have me a vegetable steamed quinoa dish. I use my sea vegetables, like your wakame, your dulse, your kelp. That's where I get a lot of my minerals from. So I'm eating my nutrients. I'm not necessarily taking supplements per se, but I do the herbs and the superfoods and the sea vegetables. And so I have a lot of energy. I'm able to move about freely, mental clarity on point, intuition on point, So I think that's the issue. Like right now I'm inside of a grocery store and there's only a very small section of where you can really shop at if you want to get nourishment in. It's not that, and it's supposed to be a health food grocery store at that. So we got to remember, like, the health food industry has been industrialized. So, no, we're not going to find that many options, with transitioning. But, you get creative and you make a way.
Right. And I said that for you to explain that level to it, because when you say go vegan, people think about it in one way. Oh, I'm not going to eat meat, cheese, and eggs, and dairy. But in real life, like, to get that clarity that you want inside of you is more than going vegan. Like back in the day it was called eating live. And yeah, even though you're cooking your food, but most times when I consider what you do is more eating live, because you probably don't eat processed foods. You might steam your vegetables, but very lightly. You know what I mean? You don't use too much of mixtures. You're not frying stuff. You know what I mean? So I consider like that to kind of give people a clear spectrum on the level is eating live food.
Correct.
So instead of if you eat broccoli, you eat the broccoli lightly steamed.
I love Dr. Sabi and I respect Dr. Sabi, but I still eat me love broccoli.
Right. And that's, and that was one of the things that he said was not a real vegetable,
a hybrid
vegetable.
Correct.
But the crazy part is with the world that we are today, like everything almost is hybrid.
Yeah, a lot of our plants and vegetation is denatured, so that's why I add the superfoods and. I eat a lot. I'm not a small eater. If I'm going to eat a salad, I'm going to eat a big old helping a salad. I'm going to eat a big old steamed stew, do curry stews. And, we don't miss a meal.
Right.
I'm not hungry. And, we may eat a purple yam, but
for the most part, yeah, we eat live foods, and yes, we do steam our foods. It's not that restrictive once you get into the flow of, you know, combining seasonings and spices. It's pretty simple.
Right. And that's all very understandable because I've done a lot of detoxes because I am big on detoxing. Like I try to do one at least once a month, some sort of one, and or fasting for a couple of days out the month. They tease me around the house. It's like, oh, you're not eating today, huh? But I've noticed on the times that I did do these detoxes and did do these fasts, that I have clarity, I can think better, it's easier. Yes, I go back to some of my old bad habits, which is not probably the best thing for me to do, but I think everybody has to, you have to learn how to do this at your own pace. You know what I mean? You can't, if you're a cigarette smoker, well, I'm not saying stop smoking cigarettes today. It's gonna, you know, you've been doing this process for the last 10, 15 years. So you can stop doing something immediately or stop drinking immediately or stop eating the bad foods immediately or stop the way you think immediately. Because once you have practiced all of this, once you have actually got into the meditation, got into the breathing exercises, got into eliminating human waste, mental waste, and all of those waste in your body, then you're able to think. And that was one of the things that really inspired me when I was talking to you. It was like, and it was so funny because I'm going to tell you, I had a Bang, one of those energy drinks, and I sat it on your table. And then you kept talking all this healthy stuff, and I'm like, I'm bringing this toxic. I know what I'm doing. I'm bringing this toxic stuff. You kind of looked at it sideways like, this girl, what is she drinking? And I just felt that energy. And you know, the funny part about it is whatever, you probably, not that you did it intentionally. I don't believe you did it intentionally. Maybe you did, but here nor there. It was like, whatever inside of me was like, you don't need this no more. Throw it away. Go get you some water. You know?
Water works.
And it was just funny because I'm sitting there trying to drink this thing to stay alert because I've been very busy and been running and been doing backflips and cartwheels for the last 2 months trying to figure out, you know, my next step and my next path, which I've seen them. But it's been interesting in, like, coming over there. Like, when I talk to you, it's like, it was like almost like an aha moment. And not that, and it's things that I've already been taught, but sometimes you need that confirmation that those things that are in your head, those things that you've been taught all these years, those things that you are listening to are things that are not good for you.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in the bed and listening to my daughter and my adopted daughter, I call her now. I was listening to them, and I'm just like, wow, I got some work to do with you guys. But I gotta finish healing me first, because at this point, I didn't start off like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's, now you're like, well, now you're changing. You're doing this. Why you gotta meditate? Why you listening to this? Why are you wearing these crystals? Why are you doing this? And again, I do it because I think that there's something inside of me that needs to be released, and I have yet to release all of it. And I think that is one of the broken things from being a child, from my mom and listening to her. I even had to cut and stop talking to her so much. You know what I mean? So those are, because it's all toxicity. It's all, every time it was toxic and it kept, it's like, you know how you do a detox and a fast, and then you go to McDonald's?
Well, see, I don't do that.
Right.
But I see what you're saying, though. I mean, we've all been affected by the generational toxicity.
Right.
That's the curse, the toxicity.
Exactly. So,
you know, with your girls, your daughters, you know, they'll witness when you get really intentional, and when you get really intentional, you're consistent, you wouldn't have to tell them anything because they'll witness a shift in you.
Right.
And they'll want to align.
Right.
And then they'll start asking questions like, well, how do you? And versus saying, well, why do you do this? It'll be, well, how do you do that? And show me how to do this.
Right. And some things that they're already doing. Like, I got my daughter to meditating. You know, she meditates. She listens to, you know, good vibrations. She makes sure that her daughter is listening to good vibration stuff. She does affirmations to her daughter, you know. So I try to, I've instilled some of it because in my growth, and that's one of the things that kind of changed me was the stuff that she was putting me through. And I was just like, something has to change. Like, something different has to happen because I can't have this level of stress and be a business owner and do this and do that and be a single parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to, like, I had to learn how to not allow things to affect me. Now they're like, Mommy, you don't have no feelings. You don't feel nothing. And I was like, well, I do, but I don't allow it to affect me. And I think that is one of the most powerful things that in the process of teaching people is you're in 100% control of your emotions.
Right.
And right. Your emotions control everything you do and how you feel throughout the day. So if you're able to, if not anything else, control how you feel throughout the day, that can change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you eat McDonald's. I don't eat McDonald's either. But even if you do, we're not promoting that. That's not what we're saying. But even if you do, then that should be able to control. But then again, because the way I eat cleaner, and they always call me organic and vegan, and I'm like, I'm not. I still eat meat. I just don't eat. I don't eat chicken, I don't eat pork, I don't eat, I only eat like goat or lamb or on occasion beef, which is, I'm working on that. But those are the ways I get my energy and keep my protein up for now until I figure out a good alternative source and figure out exactly what I need to do because it's limited. It's very, like you said, you really have to be creative and you really have to be about your business.
Right. And see, the protein thing, well, my teachers taught me that it's a myth. We don't necessarily need as much protein as we think we do. And like I said before, when you consider natural beings, natural animals, and they don't have a refrigerator. They don't have a stove. They
right.
don't have a spice cabinet. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to consider if the creator created these animals and provided food for them,
mm-hmm.
then what has been provided for us that is our natural food? And again, going back to seed-bearing fruit. It's sweet. It doesn't need all of, you know, all of that other stuff. And, you know, we don't have to, not much preparation. And then it has seed in it to grow more. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And so the other issue that, see, the consumption or the way we've been conditioned to consume these animals, these other beings, is really a violation in and of itself. Because we don't consider the fact that these animals are beings. These are creatures.
Right.
And they've been granted life force. They've been granted breath in their bodies and to eat of their flesh, you know what I'm saying, after they've been slaughtered. That creates violation in our lives. This is where the psychedosis and all of the mental imbalances come into. Now, I know people say, oh, well, I have to eat for my blood type. I don't argue with folks. I can't argue that. But what I am aware of is those who have made the shift, those who have cleansed and they're nourishing themselves, they haven't went back to eating that stuff because it's not necessary.
Right.
You have vegan bodybuilders, you know, or plant-based, quote-unquote, bodybuilders. You know what I'm saying? And they're not building up on soy. A lot of them are eating literally plants, but, you know, plantains and you know, dark leafy green vegetables, from your arugula to your dandelion, to your Swiss chard, So you can get the protein directly from the plant, you know. But that
all goes into deprogramming yourself from all the years of what you have been taught to do in your eating habits, your mental habits, your physical habits. All of those play a part in your that deprogramming. So that's kind of how I take it per se, because the way I was raised up eating every animal, everything. Bacon, yeah. Pig, pork chops, you know, what else? Chicken, fried chicken every Sunday, fried fish. I still eat a lot of fish. What else? Every part of an animal we ate, because we came from the South, so every part of that animal was put into something to eat. So, but I've also understood over the years, I've learned that the way animals are killed during that process, that generates, that transfers energy to you, how they're slaughtered, the way that your water is being transported is another way that transfers energy. And I've learned how, and when you said that the most of your body is full of water, which I knew, but you don't think about it on a negative and positive level.
Right.
And so that really kind of hit me, because I'm not a big drinker of liquids, period, because I don't like to use the bathroom, which is a whole contribute wrong reason. Don't judge me.
People start to detox. They're like, well, I don't want to be going to the bathroom. I'm nauseous. I'm like, you have to go.
Yes.
Like, you should be using the bathroom. You want to release this waste. That's your body's natural function. I think that because we're under this system, we're under like a program that is not in alignment with our natural way of being. So we're accustomed to having to get up to clock in and run here, run there, and adjust our bodies to these foreign schedules. And so, you only get, what, 2 bathroom breaks? This is working for corporate. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to go to the bathroom. You want to go to the bathroom. You don't want to hold that stuff in. You know, tearing up the kidney.
Exactly.
Internal organs overwork themselves, and this is where we, you know, begin to create dis-ease and imbalance in the body, you know? And that's another thing. People think that imbalances are, you know, hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. My background is piercing. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
It was loud. But oftentimes when we have an imbalance in the body, that's the body assisting to create homeostasis, you know? So it's not always a bad thing, but we definitely want to be going to the bathroom, sis.
I know. And now I'm just an advocate for it. It was crazy because you don't know how much this affects you and your body, but like years ago, I would only like poop once a week, maybe.
Ooh.
Right. Which is very, very, very bad. Now I go much often, more often, but those were things that would happen. And a lot of that was poor diet and not drinking enough water to push the stuff out. Now I'm like, okay, if I don't poop in 2 days, if that does happen, then I am taking something to push it out of me. I'm drinking water.
You definitely want to be going after every meal. You have 2 meals a day, you want to be doing 2 to 3. You have 3 meals, 3 to 4.
I'm not that regular yet. I have yet to get there. I'm working on it. And again,
so,
I don't think
okay.
A lot of it is, I know that's how I'm supposed to be. I think a lot of it is just realistically how I eat. And it's not that I eat bad things. It's not all bad stuff. It's just that I probably don't eat enough for my body to eliminate enough. And I don't drink enough water still to this day.
Or maybe not enough fiber, so you're probably not getting enough fruit.
Right.
Okay.
And I agree with you. And I love fruit. I love vegetables. And I love, I try to stay away from the carbs and the bread and the wheat and everything else. But I love my fruits and my vegetables. As long as I can get good fruit and good vegetables. That's another hard thing is, we shop in these stores and we think that this is what an orange is supposed to taste like or apple is supposed to taste like. And I was raised up where we pulled apples off a tree or we pulled the grapefruit off of a tree. So I know what they're supposed to taste like, but it's so hard. I see why kids nowadays don't like fruits and vegetables because they don't taste good. So I intentionally like go to the farmers markets or go to the natural local grown markets to buy my fruits and vegetables because those are the only places that I can get what I need to taste right. So I'm happy to eat it. You know, I sit there and eat a bowl of blueberries or a bowl of blackberries because they taste like blackberries and not piled up with a whole bunch of sugar. I remember when I used to go out into the yard or in the field in the back and just pick blackberries all day, come home with legs scratched up and thorns in your body. But you would just eat them right off of the tree or the bush or whatever. And those were the best tasting fruit. Now kids don't have those experiences anymore. And I think the world, as entrepreneurs and as people, we need to get back to some of the basics.
Yeah, I agree.
And so that's what, that kind of, even in business, and this is a business podcast, business lifestyle, I do talk about clearing your body and clearing your soul. That's why I brought you on here. And for anybody who wanted to be a mother or wants to use her services to help deprogram yourself from bringing more toxicity into this world, that is what is, is needed. So we only have a few more minutes in the show. Can you tell everybody where they can find you on social media and find you for your services or just to, support?
Yeah, connect. Well, on Instagram, you can find me at GodByDesign_. So that's G-O-D, God, by, C-Y, design, D-E-S-I-G-N, and then there's an underscore. Yeah, via Instagram, that's the best way to just connect. And then our website is GodByDesign.com, but I prefer that people make the connection first before shopping on the website. I like to, connect with people. I'm not really just here to sell anything per se. But, yeah, that's the best way to connect via Instagram.
Nice. So GodByDesign. And underscore. Make sure y'all put that underscore on there. She's a beautiful woman. She has beautiful stuff. Her words are powerful. So just listen and support. Like, share, reshare, whatever you got to do to support her and her cause. And I appreciate you being on my podcast tonight.
Yeah, thank you. And I have to say the best way to support me is to support oneself by doing what you know is necessary. I think that, I know that the times that we're in right now, there is no pretending anymore. There's no hiding. There's no space to not do what we know that we've been called to do individually. So that's the best way so that, when I do what I need to do and the next person does what they truly need to do and what they've been guided to do, then this world will shift rapidly in the direction in which we need it to.
That is so awesome. I appreciate you having you on here. And make sure
you
guys follow and share her. And I will talk to you later, okay?
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
You
have a beautiful evening.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
So yes, please like, follow, share her page. She's tagged in this post. She's tagged in this message. Get past the first noisy few seconds of this and make sure you follow and share. She's very inspirational, and everybody needs that level of inspiring and ready to make those changes in your life. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off here in Studio U, and I will talk to you guys later.